Christ-centered worldview.
許文納牧師會為我哋傳講神嘅信息，主題係以基督為中心的世界觀。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早晨。
Start with a word of prayer.
讓我哋首先祈禱開始。
Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity to come into your presence.
天父，我哋再一次感谢你，俾我哋有机会嚟到你嘅面前。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will really open our eyes to see your Word.
天父，我哋求你嘅灵开我哋嘅眼睛，让我哋睇到你嘅话语。
Open our ears to hear your voice.
开我哋嘅耳朵，让我哋听到你嘅声音。
That we may really worship you with all our heart.
让我哋真正全心嘅去敬拜你。
To realize that you are a God.
知道你是神。
Who is sovereign and almighty.
是掌管一切的全能的神。
And yet you are a God who is personal.
但也都是我们个人的神。
Who loves us and forgives us through Christ.
你爱我们，藉着基督爱我们，赦免我们。
Father, help us to come today to worship you as our God and our Lord.
求主帮助我们今天来到敬拜你，因为你是我们的神，我们的主。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.So today we're continuing our theme, to live as Christ from Philippians 1.
咁今日我哋就系继续我哋嘅主题，就系活着就是基督。
We'll be preaching on this theme for the rest of the year.
我哋今年都会一直系讲呢一个嘅主题。
If you remember last week, we started the question that I asked you is, we are to ask ourselves each and every day, is Christ the center of my life?
如果你記得上個星期我同大家問你大家一個問題，就是每一日我哋係咪將耶穌基督作為我哋嘅生活嘅中心
？Is he the hub of my wheel？
佢係咪呢個我哋嘅車輪嘅核中軸
？And today we're going to explore this question。
咁今日我哋就亦都係討論呢個問題。
Is God at the center of my world view？
神。是不是我世界观的中心
you know, A lot of people will ask, what is a worldview?
很多人就问世界观是什么、啊、
It's very simple, it's the word, is your view of the world.
就很简单就是你怎么看这个世界
Or how do you look at the world?
你怎么看这个世界
you know, Everyone has a worldview.
每一个人都有一个世界观
you know, Whether you like it or not,
无论你喜不喜欢
Whether you know it or not,
无论你知不知道
Everybody has a view of the world.
每一个人对这个世界都有一个看法。
Basically, it's how you perceive the world around you.
就是你怎样看你周围的世界。
And no one can function without a worldview.
没有了这个世界观，没人可以能够有行事。
And this worldview is formed from a set of beliefs that come together to form a whole system.
这个世界观呢，就是有一组的信念汇集埋一齐，成为一个系统。
These beliefs that come together, the beliefs like ultimate reality. What is ultimate reality?
呢啲嘅信仰咧，就系一个终极嘅现实。咁终极嘅现实系乜嘢咧
？The beliefs of who God is.
就系你相信神系边一位
？Is there a God?
到底有冇神
？And your understanding and belief of who man is.
同埋你明白人。
And it also includes the beliefs of your knowledge and your ethics.
亦都包括埋你嘅知识，你嘅伦理。
So all these beliefs come together to form a view of your reality.
咁所有呢啲嘅相信信仰咧，就成为一个你对呢个现实嘅睇法。
You know, some people call this a conceptual scheme.
有啲人咧就系称呢个为概念。
It's a concept, a pattern of concepts that you put together to form how you look and perceive what your world is like.
就是你将你的想法摆埋一起，有一个模式，然后就是你怎样看这个世界。
And these beliefs actually become what you call glasses before your eyes.
咁呢啲嘅相信咧，就是好似一个嘅眼镜，你看这个世界。
They form a grid.
是透过是成为了一些网络
by which we consciously or unconsciously filter everything we experience
就是我们有意识或者无意识的就是通过这些来去过滤我们所经历的事
maybe that concept is easy to understand it's like prescription glasses
这个概念好像你可以明白就是好像一个处方的眼镜
it helps us Our beliefs is these prescription glasses.
就是我们相信这个的处方的眼镜。
And it's these glasses that help us to filter and interpret everything that goes into our eyes.
这些的眼镜就帮助我们去过滤看我们所看到的东西。
And it's very, very important to understand that we all have a worldview.
那我们很重要要明白我们每一个人都有一个的世界观。
Because it helps to explain why we see the world the way we do.
因为这个就是帮助我们看为什么我们会这样看这个世界。
And it helps us to understand why we think the way we do and why we do what we do.
帮助我们明白为什么我们会做我们所做的事。
So it's actually very, very normal for a person who is not a Christian.
咁对一个唔系基督徒嘅人嚟讲，系好正常嘅，就系。
That a person who doesn't believe in God,
不相信神的人,
to have this worldview, this fundamental understanding that the world does not have God.
他们就是觉得认为这个世界是没有神的。
And the world revolves around me. I am the ultimate authority of my world.
这个世界就是围着我转的，我就是这个世界的主权。
Our God is not my God. He's secondary. He may not exist or he can be, you know, any God.
神呢就不是我的神，他或者不存在，或者是任何其他的神。
But it doesn't affect me.
但是对我是没有影响的。
So as a non-Christian, your worldview becomes, yeah, you are the ultimate reality of life.
咁对于非基督徒来讲，你就是这个终极的现实。
And it's understandable of how they perceive the world and the things that they do and think of the world.
我们可以明白他们是这样去看世界，他们就是这样行事。
Because ultimately, they are their final authority.
因为最终咧，佢哋就系嘅佢权柄就喺佢哋手上。
See this throughout our whole society now.
咁我哋喺社会上都见到呢啲嘅事情。
All right, we do whatever is right before our eyes.
我哋就认为自己啱嘅嘢就去做。
All right, that's the reason for that is because I am authority. It's what I want.
系有个原因啊，就系、是、个原因就系我就系想咁样去做。
Therefore, I fight for what I want.
所以我就去争取。我想要的东
西。But when you become a Christian,
但是当你成为基督徒之后呢?
And when you receive the Holy Spirit in your heart,
圣灵进入你的心,
there is a radical change in a person's worldview.
这个人的世界观呢, 就会有彻底的改变。
The Holy Spirit changes our glasses, literally.
圣灵呢, 就改变了我们的眼镜。
You know, we finally see that, oh, there's a God, there's an almighty God who is sovereign and almighty.
我们就看到最终于看到是有一位神他是全能的是、有大力的。
That it is this God that is the ultimate authority of all things.
这个位神才是我们最终的权柄。
So there's a radical change, a shift into our perception of the world.
所以对我们让我们对这个世界的看法是完全的
彻底改变。No longer just focused on myself, what I want.
不再是、专注自己我想要什么东
西。It's not my authority of what I think is right and wrong.
It
now becomes what God thinks is right and wrong.
而是神认为哪些是对, 哪些是错。
It now becomes not what I know,
现在成为不是我知道什么,
but it's what God teaches me to, through His Word to know.
而是神藉着祂的话语教导我要去认识什么。
And our knowledge of God,
我们对神的认识,
through the work of the Holy Spirit,
藉着圣灵的工作,
will transform our practical worldview, how we live.
就是改变了我们的实际的世界观。
And as a Christian,
作为基督徒,
therefore our worldview should be different.
我们的世界观是应该不同的。
And that the way that we live and look at the world and things that we do, it should be different.
我们怎样去看这个世界,我们怎样去行事是应该不同的。
Because having God as that ultimate authority transforms the way that we think.
因为神才是最终的权柄，就会改变我们怎样去看事物。
It must transform the way we speak.
也都是必须改变我们所讲的话语。
And it must transform the way that we act.
也都要应该改变我们的行为。
And what else does it transform?
那还有什么要去改变我们的呢?
It transforms our reality of what life is all about.
就是改变我们的现实。生命到底是什么?
It changes our goals from just living comfortably in this world and being successful, making money and retiring.
就改变我们的目的在这个世界上生活就是要过得舒适要 賺錢要退休。
But that goal becomes living it out for Christ.
我哋嘅目的就變成要活著係為基督。
What does it mean to really build His kingdom and not my own?
要建立佢嘅國度而唔係我嘅自己嘅。
And that purpose of living changes.
呢一個活著嘅目的就係會改變。
And each every day you're out called to live to love others.
每一日你就係呼召要去過嘅生活就係要去愛人。
To love God.
愛神。
To love others and God before yourself.
爱神爱人是比爱你自己之先。
So this is a total shift of our being, our world view, the way that we look at the world.
这个就是我们对这个世界的看法，我们的世界观的完全的改变。
Because now we are to live for God.
因为我们现在就是要为神而活。
For God's purposes, for His glory.
为神的目的，为祂的荣耀。
And that His will be brought out in our lives.
咁佢嘅旨意就會喺我哋身上成就。
And as we talk about this theme about to live as Christ,
當我哋講到活著就是基督嘅時候，呢個主題。
Important question I want to ask each and every one of us.
我想問大家一個好重要嘅問題。
Has our world view been transformed by the knowledge of God?
我哋嘅世界觀有冇因為我哋認識神而改變呢？
Has the way that I look at the world been totally transformed?
我去睇世界係咪完全徹底嘅改變呢？
This is a very important question we must ask ourselves.
我哋要問自己呢個非常重要嘅問題。
You know, theologian says the size of your God will have tremendous effect on your worldview.
神學家講你嘅神嘅大小係對你嘅世界觀係有非常嘅大嘅影響。
It's very important. The size of your God will have a tremendous effect on your worldview and how you live out your life.
好重要嘅就係你嘅神嘅大小係對你嘅世界觀，對你點樣活出嚟，點樣生活係有好大重大影響。
For example, if you're not as small,
比如你嘅神係細嘅
，All right, you will not see God as your final and ultimate authority.
你就唔會認為你嘅神係你嘅最終嘅權威。
You're still about me.
你仲係諗住自己。
God is small, I am big.
神好细，我好大。
And what I want, God will help me to achieve what I want in my life.
我想要嘅嘢就系神要帮我去成就。
And that's what happens when a Christian has a small God.
当基督徒一个神好细嘅时候就系咁样。
You know, we believe in God, but He's there to provide my needs.
我哋相信神，但系神喺嗰度就系要供应我嘅需要。
And when I pray that my will be done.
我祈祷嘅时候就系我想要嘅嘢成就。
But God will be the one to help me get my will.
神就是要帮助我成就我想要的东
西。Right, but when your God is big,
但是当你的神是大的，
you come before God with humility.
你就谦卑的来到神的面前。
It's the God is ultimate authority, and God is the one that has the will.
因为神就是最终的权威，是祂的意思。
And we come not to God to say to fulfill my needs and my wants.
我哋嚟到神的面前，不是要神去成就我哋的意思。
But Lord, make your life.And your will be evident in the way that I live.
而是要求神帮助他，让他的旨意活在我们的身上。
Make your will be done in my life.
愿你的旨意成就在我的身上。
That's truly what happens when your God becomes big.
如果你的神是大的时候，就是这样。
You know, today's passage actually gives us a glimpse of how knowing God's character should actually transform our worldview.
今天这段经文就是给我们看到我哋認識神嘅屬性係點樣去改變我哋嘅世界觀。
And I chose Psalms because it's one of the best places to see who God truly is.
我選擇詩篇，因為呢度就係讓我哋睇到神到底係邊一位。
And there's no better person to see that than from David himself, who wrote this Psalm.
最好嘅人就係睇到大衛王佢寫呢個詩篇。
Because in Acts it describes David as somebody that was after God's own heart.
因為聖經講到神。曾经讲到大卫是合神心意的人。
Now, there was nothing against your reading before.
有些你读过的。
Before your scripture reading, nothing against your scripture reading before.
不是跟你刚才所读的圣经有什么问题。
But I will be reading this verse again.
我会再一次读。
But I want you to think about it as I'm reading it from this perspective.
那我这样读的时候请大家在这里思想。
How does David...feel as he's expounding these verses.
要想一下，当大卫写这些经文的时候， 佢嘅感觉系点样。
Listen as I read from verses 1 through 6.
听我读第一至六节。
O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it.
一至六节，耶和华，你已经监察我，认识我。我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上，这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
David is here talking about the omniscience of God.
大卫在这里就是讲到神的无所不知。
Alright, what is his feeling? What is his feeling as you read the psalm?
咁你读呢段经文嘅时候，你感觉系点样咧
？Alright, there's a voice of wonder.
系好奇妙嘅。
There's a voice of praise and worship even as you read this.
你读嘅时候就听到呢个系赞美同埋敬拜嘅声音。
It's wonderful. How can this be?
咁奇妙，点解可能嘅咧
？God knows everything.
神知道一切。
He knows everything that I do in life, from sitting down to standing up.
佢知道我所做嘅一切，坐下起来。
He knows my every thought and every word.
佢知道我嘅意念，知道我嘅话语。
And he knows what I will say before I even say it.
我未讲嘅时候，一句话未讲，佢都知道我要讲乜嘢。
You know, to us, maybe we'll be actually cringing in fear.
对于我哋嚟讲，可能我都有啲害怕。
You know, God knows all of that.
神咁都知
，That's not a good thing，
唔系咁好、啊。
You know, but the David is totally different。
但系大卫嚟讲，佢系完全嘅唔同。
It's a wonderful thing，
系一个好奇妙嘅事。
How wonderful that God would know me so intimately！
系何等嘅奇妙，神系咁亲密嘅认识我。
And he goes on to talk about God's omnipresent。
佢呢度继续就讲到神嘅无所不在。
Listen, as you get, do you get this sense of great comfort and assurance as I read this?
我读嘅时候，你会听到系会一个好大嘅安慰。
Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. And if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost places of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？我若升到天上，你在哪里？我若在阴间下榻，你也在哪里？我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在哪里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
God is everywhere.
神是无所不在。
There's no place that you can be from east to west, from north to south, that God isn't present.
东南西北前后左右，无论你去边度，神都在那里。
You know, when you're alive today here, God is in your presence. You are in the presence of God.
你今天活着，神是在你在这里。
And even as you walk through hell, God will be with you. Even in death, God will be with you.
当你经历死亡的阴谷的时候，你在死亡里面，神都与你同在。
Right, so Psalm 23 says that when you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you will fear no evil because my rod and my staff are with you.
就是诗篇23篇讲到，我虽然行过死荫的阴幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
So even then, we don't fear death.
因为所以你唔会害怕。
Because God is going to be with us.
因为神系与我哋同在。
You know, it reminds us of that wonderful passage in Romans 8, does it not? That no matter nothing in this earth can ever separate us from God.
罗马书第八章都提醒我哋，就系冇一样嘢喺呢个世界上可以同让神用我哋同神嘅爱分开。
And as you read this verse, you feel David's comfort and assurance.Of God's presence forever.
当你读呢啲经文嘅时候，你就感觉，你就睇到大卫嘅感觉就系神与佢同在， 佢嘅安慰。
And as we finish up with 13 and 18, you'll see how David sees this personal intimacy with God.
咁我哋再读喺十三章到十八十三至到十八节嘅时候，我哋就睇到神大卫同神嘅亲密嘅关系。
For you formed my innermost parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your books were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet they were none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I were to count them, you would be more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质你的眼早已看见了。我你所定的日子，我尚未到一日，你都写在你的册上了。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。我若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
You don't need a microscope to be at awe of God's creation of you.
你睇到好似一个显微镜，睇到神对你哋系几咁嘅奇妙。
You don't need the microscope.
你唔需要用显微镜睇。
Right? Even before David had that microscope, he understand God knit you together in your mother's womb.
就算在大卫的时候没有显微镜的，他都知道他是在母腹中，是神编织他。
He is the one that forms our innermost being.
是神去创造我们。
He is the one that already created us and given us a life even before it was lived.
我们尚未到一日，就是神给我们的生命。
This is wonderful theology.
这个何等奇妙的神学。
That even your days have been written in the book of life.
就是你的日子就是写在生命册上。
God knows.
神是知道的。
When you're born.
你几时出世。
And God knows when he calls you home.
神也都知道他几时会呼召你回家。
And there's an intimacy in the way that God made you.
神创造你是很奇妙的亲密的。
And we see what happens when he ponders these things.
我哋睇到，当你默想呢事情嘅时候，会有啲咩发生
？That he becomes in awe of God，
就令你去敬畏神。
And he breaks out in verses 17 to 18， actually in praise and worship。
咁喺十七节同埋十八节嗰度，佢就系喺度赞美同埋敬拜。
How can these things be? It's so wonderful for me. I can't imagine them。
点可能会系咁样咧？系几咁嘅奇妙，我唔可以想象。
You know how wonderful it is to understand that we are so loved and cared for by God, our Creator.
几咁奇妙，我哋能够知道我哋嘅创造者神系咁爱我哋。
You know, we can't read these verses without seeing the deep intimacy and affection that David sees that God has for him.
我哋读呢段经文嘅时候，我哋唔可以话睇唔到神大卫同神嘅系几咁。深厚的亲密的关系和深厚的感情。
What we see clearly is it drives him to awe. A-W-E.
我们看到很清楚的就是令他去敬畏神。
It naturally drives him to what? Worship and praise.
是自然的令到他要去赞美敬拜。
Do you experience that? Do you see that as you read these?
那你读的时候有没有经历到这样呢?
Now the question I want to ask each of us is, do we see God that way?
咁我想问你每一位就系，我哋系咪咁样去睇神呢
？When you contemplate God，
当你去默想神嘅时候
，Is the God in your life a God that you are in awe of？
喺你生命里边嘅神，你系咪去敬畏佢咧
？Is there a God that you are wonderfully in crazy about， and you is a God that you are actually respecting and falling before His throne？
咁呢一位神系咪你对佢系咪觉得系好奇妙？你要去喺佢个宝座前要跪拜咧 好簡單嘅問題。
Is, are you living each day in awe of your God?
就係你係咪每一日用敬畏嘅心嚟去過咧？敬畏神嘅心。
Now, if we're not,
如果唔係
，there's something wrong.
就有問題啦。
If we're not living in awe of God in our lives, there's something wrong.
如果我哋每一日唔係喺敬畏神裏邊度過嘅時候，就有問題啦。
Because if we truly knew and understand who God is,
如果我哋係真正認識神係邊一位
，if we truly understood who He was for you in your life,
真正明白佢喺你嘅生命裏邊係邊一位
，if the Holy Spirit has opened your eyes to see that, you, it must drive you to be in awe of God.
如果聖靈係開你嘅眼，讓你睇到嘅時候，你就會產生呢個敬畏神嘅心。
Bible says that over and over again, everywhere.
聖經係好多地方都重複講呢一點。
He doesn't say about being in awe. He actually tells you to be in fear.
佢唔係講你敬畏，佢呢度其實係講到係有懼怕。
Right, to be in fear of the Lord.
要懼怕神。
To be in fear of the Lord doesn't mean to be terrified of Him.
懼怕神咧，唔係話對佢好恐懼。
But in that reality, it's talking about a deep reverence, respect.Being in awe of God,
而係一個好深切嘅崇敬、尊敬同埋敬畏。
And we hear this over and over again in a lot of proverbs.
我哋喺好多地方喺箴言都聽到。
The famous one that we know is actually Proverbs 9:10.
我哋好熟悉嘅就係箴言九章十節。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和華是智慧的開端。
In Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
箴言一章七节讲到敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。
So we actually, what is actually these verses saying?
所以呢啲呢段呢啲几节经文讲咁讲紧乜嘢咧
？Only when you become in awe of God,
就系当你去敬畏耶和华嘅时候
，will you begin to have true knowledge?
你先会有真正嘅知识。
That's the true knowledge of who God is.
这个真正的知识就是神是哪一位。
And when you have proper awe of God,
当你对神有合宜的敬畏,
that will be the beginning of wisdom.
就是智慧的开端。
How do you live out your life and live out God's word in your life?
就是你怎样去活出敬畏神, 活出神在你生命里面。
So over again, over and over again, the Bible says we must be in awe of God. We must fear God.
圣经重重复复嘅同我哋讲，我哋要敬畏神。
There's that fear of respecting Him and being in awe of Him, of being God.
呢个就系要去惧怕，要去尊敬，要去敬畏，因为佢系神。
You know, David's knowledge of God here drives him to praise and worship.
大卫对神嘅认识就系令到佢赞美同埋敬拜神。
To see this mighty God and how I should be living for Him.
睇到呢个伟大嘅神，我系应该点样为佢而活
？And it gives David great assurance of knowing this God.
认识呢位神，亦都带俾大卫有好大嘅保障。
And if we see here, we understand that David doesn't just see God as somebody distant out there.
我哋喺度睇到大卫唔系认为呢位神系好遥远嘅
，But God is very personal.
而系好亲密嘅。
He knows every thought. He knows everything of me.
他知道我的每一个思念，他知道我的每一件事。
He knows the things that I will do before I do them.
他知道我未做之前，他都知道我要做乜嘢。
The thought of God hemming me in front and behind, is that God is the one that shall light your path.
神在我的周围，就是讲到神就是我路上的光。
God is the one that protects you from behind.
神在后面保护我。
His hand is upon him.
他的手在我身上，在他的身上。
You know, this is what.Makes him go into praise and worship.
这个就是令到他去赞美敬拜神
Because these thoughts were too amazing for him to comprehend.
因为这个知识奇妙是他不可以测度的
And the question for us is that do we take delight in this knowledge of God?
咁对我哋嘅问题就是我哋系咪就系咁样去睇认识神呢
That your God knows you intimately.
你嘅神。是不是很亲密的认识你呢
He is always there in your presence. You are in His presence all the time.
你是不是时常都是与他同在呢
Nowhere can you, nothing will ever separate you from His love.
没有一样东西可以将你和他的爱分开呢
He is the mighty God.
他是全能的神
Yet he loves you personally.
但是他亲自的去爱你。
Does that make you in awe of God?
是不是令到你去敬畏神呢?
You see, knowledge and theology is dead.
知识和神学是死的。
Knowledge, theology is dead when we do not connect it to our hearts.
如果我们没有将这些知识和我们的心联络的时候。
Knowledge must be connected to our minds.
知识也和我们的思念是联络的。
And it must affect our thoughts, our desires, and our affections.
要去影响我们的思想，影响我们的渴望，影响我们的热切的感情。
Your theology of knowing who God is.
这个认识神是哪一位，这个的神学。
It must affect the way that you live your life.
必须去影响我们怎样去过我们的生活。
What are the things are you living for, desiring in life?
你在生命里面所渴望的要活住的是为了什么呢?
You know what God wants from you?
你的爱，你的神爱你。
Your love.
你的神所要的就是你的爱。
Your obedience and devotion.
就是你的忠心，你的顺服。
He wants a relationship with you.
他想跟你有关系。
And the point of it is that the greater you know your God,
问题就是你认识你的神越多
the greater we will be in awe of him. That is the key.
我们就会更加的去敬畏他。
You are created to worship God.
你是被造要去敬拜神的。
That's the purpose of why we live.
我们活着的目的就是这个。
God made us to worship him, to love him, to serve him, to live for his glory.
神造我们就是要去敬拜他，要爱他，为他的荣耀而活。
You know, in reality, that's, we are made to be worshippers of God.
事实上，我们就是被造要成为神的敬拜者。
You know, and to live for him. And that is the right view of who we are.
是为他而活，这个就是我们应该去怎样看我们是哪一个。
And that's why we should be in awe and fear of him.
所以我们就是应该去敬畏神。
You see, we read the Bible.
当我们读圣经的时候，
we learn about God.
我们认识神。
It's not just for knowledge.
不是只是知识，头脑上的知识。
But it's to be intimate with God.
而是一个和神有亲密的关系。
The only way that you know God.
你唯有可以怎样认识神的方法
and deepen your relationship with him,
同埋同佢有亲密嘅关系
is by reading the Bible to see his character.
就是要去读圣经，去知道神嘅属性。
It's only when we read God's word and build our knowledge of God's word that our relationship of knowing him can be really true.
当我哋去读神嘅话语，我哋真正嘅去认识佢嘅时候，我哋同佢嘅关系先可以系真正嘅有真正嘅关系。
Just as we communicate to the ones we love,
就好似我哋同我哋所爱嘅人嘅沟通。
If we don't communicate, if we don't share with them, talk with them,
如果我哋唔分享，我哋唔同佢沟通
，explore their minds and their hearts,
去睇下佢哋嘅有咩嘅思想，佢哋嘅心系点样。
We're not growing in our love.
我们的爱就不会成长。
That's the same thing as we read God's word.
同样我们读神的话也是这样。
It's when we read God's word, it's exploring our knowledge about who God is.
当我们读神的话语就是去探讨神是哪一位。
And the more we know,
我们知道的越多，
the more we'll be driven to be in awe of him.
我们就会更加的去敬畏他。
It's only through his word that we can understand his sovereignty, his power.
唯有藉住佢嘅话语，我哋先可以明白佢嘅主权、佢嘅能力。
And the question we ask ourselves is, how big is your God?
我哋就系要问自己呢个问题：你嘅神有几大
？Sometimes we live life with a small God.
有时我哋嘅生活就系好似个神好细。
But God will help you to grow in faith as you grow to know Him.
但是神会帮助你的信心成长，你是继续的去认识祂。
If you pray to God to help him reveal himself to you,
如果你祈求神去 帮你去认识祂，向你显示祂自己的时候，
There's nothing that he wants more than for you to love him with all your heart, your mind and soul.
祂是更加的愿意你去尽心、尽性、尽意的去爱祂。
So if you don't know God, God invites you to come, know me.
所以如果你不认识神，神是邀请你来认识祂。
And if you're a Christian who's your God small,
如果你是基督徒，你的神很小。
Ask God to give you the true view of who he is.
求神帮助你认识 真正嘅睇到佢系边一位。
He wants nothing more than to reveal himself to you.
佢系更加嘅愿意将佢自己向你显现。
Now when you read this psalm,
当你读诗篇
，you can feel the awe of David for God.
你就会睇到大卫对神嘅敬畏。
And this is the type of awe that actually should be driving our relationship with God.
呢啲嘅敬畏就系应该去驱使我哋同神建立关系。
You know, we're on this side of the Bible, the revelation of the Bible of Jesus.
我哋喺圣经嘅呢一边就系我哋睇到神嘅启示，耶稣基督。
You know, David didn't have the privilege when he wrote the psalm to see Christ die on the cross for us yet.
大卫写诗篇嘅时候，佢冇呢一个嘅特权可以睇到耶稣基督喺十字架上。
We have this privilege of realizing God's amazing love for us.
但系我哋有呢个特权可以睇到神对我哋嘅爱。
So our awe should be even greater.
呢个神对我哋奇妙嘅爱，所以我哋嘅敬畏系应该更大。
Because we understand that Jesus came and demonstrated His love for us by dying on the cross for us.
因为我哋睇到耶稣基督嚟咗，系彰显神对我哋嘅爱。
Not only is God Almighty and powerful.
唔单止系神全能嘅大。
But He is also patient and forgiving and loving.
佢亦都系有耐性嘅，系有爱大爱嘅。
He comes to demonstrate His love and sacrifice Himself on the cross for you and I.
佢喺十字架上彰显神对你同埋我嘅爱。
He died for your sins and mine.
佢为你同我嘅罪死。
Why?
点解
？So that your relationship can be restored with Him.
以致你同佢可以有一个恢复嘅和好嘅关系。
So that you trust in Him and believe in Him.
当你信靠佢。
He takes away that condemnation and judgment.
佢就除去呢一个嘅审判。
Because he bears that on the cross for you.
因为佢已经喺十字架上为你背负咗。
Your punishment is taken by him.
你应得嘅惩罚已经被佢受咗。
And his benefits now belong to you.
佢嘅益处而家系属于你嘅。
That you have now a restored relationship to God.
你而家同神有一个和好嘅关系。
No longer are you called enemies of God, nor even a friend.
你唔再系神嘅敌人，甚至唔系朋友。
But now you're called a child of God.
而系神嘅儿女。
You are His son, His daughter.
你系佢嘅儿女。
You're adopted as an heir to His eternal kingdom.
你系被接纳成为佢永恒国度嘅后嗣。
You know what that means? That you ever experience what that means?
你知唔知道呢个系咩意思咧
？That you have a place that you belong now.
你而家有一个属于你嘅地方。
And now the Holy Spirit, actually Romans 8 reminds us, the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
而家系圣灵，系罗马书第八章话俾我听，神嘅灵住喺你哋嘅心里边。
It becomes a guarantee for your salvation.
成为你救恩嘅保障、保证。
You know, you cannot get more intimate to God than this.
你冇唔可以再俾呢个更亲密同神有更亲密嘅关系啦。
To live within you.
就系佢将佢嘅灵摆喺你嘅心里边。
That's the amazing sovereign God.
呢个就系奇妙嘅神。
That's His amazing love for you and I.
就系佢对你奇妙嘅爱，同埋你同我。
And the question I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, do you see that? Are you in awe of what God has done for you?
弟兄姊妹，我就系要问你呢个问题：你有冇因为神为你所做嘅一切而去敬畏佢咧
？In order for us to live for Christ,
我哋活着就是基督。
We must be in awe of God.
如果我哋要咁样。活嘅时候，我哋必须对神有敬畏嘅心。
The size of your God will have tremendous effect of the way you look at the world.
你嘅神嘅大小系对你呢个世界观有巨大嘅影响。
I want us to reflect on that. What is the size of your God in your heart?
我要大家去思想喺你嘅心里边，你嘅神嘅大小系点样
？Let's pray.
让我哋同一齐祈祷。
Father, we come before you. We ask that your Spirit will search our hearts.
天父，我哋求你嘅灵去监察我哋嘅内心。
Help us to see, Lord, you as you truly are.
帮助我哋真实嘅睇到你系边一位。
We do come before you, and we do ask for forgiveness.
我哋嚟到你嘅面前，求你饶恕我哋。
Sometimes the God that we cling on to is a very small God.
很多时候我们所抓紧的神是很微小的。
Many ways we do not let go of ourselves.
很多时候我们不愿意去放弃我们自己。
And then we treat you as a God who grants our wishes.
我们将你变成是一个实现我们自己的愿望的神。
Father, forgive us for those things.
求神因为这些事去饶恕我们。
Father, we pray that you will move your spirit within our hearts.
求天父将你的灵在我们内心里面工作。
To be in awe of who you are.
让我们知道你是哪一位去敬畏你。
That you are the almighty sovereign God, the maker of heaven and earth.
你是全能的，就主权的神，你是创造天地的主。
Help us to have the proper fear of you.
帮助我们合宜的去敬畏你。
To respect you.
去尊敬你。
To worship and praise you.
去赞美敬拜你。
To really be in awe of you.
去真正的去敬畏你。
Father, help us.
求主帮助我们。
To see you as you truly are.
真正的看到你是哪一位。
Father, may your spirit really draw us close.
求你的灵让我们更亲近你。
That we will learn to live life for you.
让我们学习去为你而活。
We pray these in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Let's all rise and turn to hymn number 313.